So how does it feel to be a part of the ICW's upcoming show?
Well, man, to be honest, dude, it feels pretty great. I haven't worked in that building in probably over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm from Queens, you know, I live in Queens, and I haven't been, like, at the Elks Lodge in over 4 years, so it feels pretty good to, like, you know, in a couple of weeks and get my feet in the door, get in there and get, you know, get all riled up and throw down, man.
So for the people that haven't been to the Elks Lodge, what makes it, like, a really cool place to watch a wrestling match?
Well, it's just the atmosphere, man. It's a different type of crowd. You get, you know, you go all over the city, you get your Brooklyn, you get your Manhattan, you get your Staten Island, you get your Bronx, but there's nothing like Queens, man. And it's like, you're in a building that next door was where the ECW, you know, Reverend, they were there, man. They were there, you know, they were doing the tapings, they were doing the house shows there, and it was just chaos. And like, right after ECW folded, you had ICW kind of take over that, and you still had that gritty pro wrestling. Anything, any kind, any wrestler, any big name, New York guy who's ever worked in any kind of promotion has come through ICW, come through the Elks Lodge. So it was a pretty big deal.
Okay.